Hey, Think Realty podcast listeners. Thanks so much for joining us today. My name is Eddie Wilson, the founder of Think Realty. I founded this all the way back in 2013 because I wanted to make sure that you had content and information along your real estate investment journey. We've got a great guest today, but before that, I want to say a quick thank you to our podcast sponsor, which is Real Property Management. Working with the right property management team and company can put more money in your pocket than less. Real Property Management provides a higher standard of property management to make sure you're maximizing the return on your investments. Experience the real difference with Real Property Management. Visit realpropertymgt.com. That's realpropertymgt.com. We've got a great guest today. Aaron has been a part of the podcast, I don't know, countless times.
I haven't counted.
It's always one of the most viewed podcasts, mainly because of some of the crazy stuff you say. So if you're actually already on and you're not hooked, you probably should stay the whole way through the podcast. It's 20 minutes and who knows what he's going to say. So let's just kind of jump in.
And usually, if it's triggering, don't blame me for that crap. Yeah, he brought me back on.
You didn't cause it.
100%
you're fault. You're just the trigger. You're not
exactly.
The cause, right? So I kind of want to jump in. And if you don't mind, I want to go completely away from real estate today. We always do real estate. We always do economics. You always tell them why, you know, conventional mortgage, and we can do a quick plug.
30-year fixed has to be the thing you do it, property management, all that.
Because in the end, if you don't do that, you're missing out on one of the great American opportunities, right? I mean, right. And so we'll get into that. But by the way, you could probably go back to any of the previous podcasts, listen to it, and there's going to be a lot of similar information. Or if you go to AaronBChapman.com, did I get that right?
Yeah, and AaronChapman.com works too. I stole that from a guy.
Oh, nice. So, very good. Yeah, very cool. And I highly, highly encourage you to do that because he's got some great content on there. I listen and watch his videos all the time. They come to my email.
Yeah, go to the video section, scroll down, go to the YouTube channel, whichever. Just get the data.
Yeah.
Get it.
Super good. We'll hit real estate in a second. I want to talk about life, business, legacy. I think one of the things that people miss about you is the fact that you are setting your family up from a legacy perspective like very few people I've ever come in contact with. You are intentionally doing something for your family that I wish every entrepreneur, every real estate investor would consider. Do you mind just kind of just walking through your philosophy on setting your family up? Maybe some of the structures you use. We don't have to go super deep, but like, I want to hear the philosophy of like, why are you working so hard and also working so hard to make sure the next generation has a chance to succeed?
Well, and it's interesting you say it about the next generation, because what's funny is this, my grandchildren will get the benefit of what I'm doing. I won't.
Yeah.
And I think many entrepreneurs are looking at this as, what am I doing right now so I can become wealthy?
Yeah.
A lot of that wealth, you're not gonna see the full compound of what you're doing today to build that wealth. And you're talking about the legacy. The reason I got into that, because you start to see what's happening in the market. Last year, 44% of the single families were purchased by the hedge funds.
Yeah. Wow.
They are on track to have 60% of the available single family housing be controlled by the hedge funds by 2030. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem. So I'd encourage every entrepreneur now is buy single families. Buy them. Why?
Because in the end, it's like, I mean, you're hitting such a huge point. The American dream in the beginning was buy a house, pay it off, work a job for 40 years, retire, go live vacations. We couldn't do that anymore. So then now it was buy one rental property, two rental properties, three rental properties. And that was the only way for true retirement for the small guy.
100%, because then you can not only have the hopeful rental income, you can retire off of that, but then it's the asset that's growing from the amortization of the loan by your tenant, you have the appreciation, you have the tax benefits, all these things. Well, for me, I started seeing that as my kids started to mature and get married. I've got a 26-year-old, a 24-year-old, a 22-year-old, and a 17-year-old, and I have two grandkids.
Yeah.
I'm looking at their capability to buy housing right now. They have two dual household income, they still can't buy a house.
Mm.
Because of the cost is so high.
Sure.
So what we had done is—
In the Phoenix market specifically?
Well, any market.
Anywhere.
Any market. I'm gonna just look at whatever. So what I had to do was back in 2016, and people will hear me talk about it, and they'll probably see Gary on here, Gary Pinkerton, I bought into the infinite banking strategy. I started putting every bit of capital I could in there to have the life insurance policy to protect my family, in case something happens to me. Because in 2008, August 8th of 2008, in fact, I was put in a wheelchair from a motorcycle accident, lost everything, had to start over at zero, learn how to walk, get my credit score up from 460. I had to rebuild everything because all the money was taken from me, my assets were taken from me, and my memory was taken from me. Yeah. My mind would recycle every 3 minutes. And so when you have that experience, you start putting things in place. So I had the life insurance. Well, you have to do something with that life insurance. And I start buying real estate. Then you turn it into an engine, more real estate, more real estate, more real estate. Well, then my kids had to get life insurance. You get married, you get the policies, and your spouse gets the policies. Two reasons. One, you understand why I did what I did. Sure. You'll follow the same pattern. You can also come into family trust meetings and understand what we're doing because you're doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. And then if something happens to your spouse, you don't come back and live with me, right? You got a death benefit right, that you're gonna do. And then it sets them on track to do the same thing with their children. So that's where it started. Then you get to the point where they've got families, they're gonna start trying to live somewhere, and they're living in apartments that are raising the rents $200 a year. Yeah. So what we did was we found a spot where my son and my daughter wanted to live, which was Missouri. The trust bought houses. We utilized a different strategy where you pay cash for the house with, the trust buys it, but the LLC finances it, mm-hmm. and we carry the note, and then I refinance and get my money back out. So I can teach people that later. Right. Well, now they have a place to live. They're paying the trust, and it's really theirs, but it's not, right? So then you got that legal protection there in a way. There's a whole bunch of things that we're stacking in there, but it's ultimately something was not in existence with my family before. I'm the first person in my family to ever do that. I come from a family of roughnecks, and I'm trying to change the trajectory of what it means to be a person with my bloodline.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. I love it because it has so much forethought, and I feel like the entrepreneur today, whether they're a real estate investor or business owner, they're living for today. They rarely think about tomorrow, and they never think about 10 years down the road. You know, it's like they've got these big dreams, aspirations, and they miss that if they don't set this vehicle up correctly, they're gonna get 10 years down the road and realize they've missed the greatest opportunity that was right in front of them. I buy into the infinite banking structure as well. I think it's important that you're not just listening to him talk about buying insurance and think that it's, you know, your Dave Ramsey insurance. You know, it's like
definitely not the Dave Ramsey.
Right. I mean, like, this is the exact opposite, right? And so important. And I love that you're doing that, and I love that you also love to teach people that, right? Because in the end, you're one of the biggest conventional lenders I know in the real estate investment space, helping people maximize their ability to borrow and buy assets. And obviously that's what you're known for, but I wish what other people would know you more for is the fact that you've got this very intentional way of living that is going to benefit your children, your grandchildren, and generations to come, because that's why we're in real estate investment, right? Yes, we want the freedom, but also many of us want to set up legacy for our families, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, what's interesting is how they try and convey that to the legacy. As you're talking about that, everybody understands real estate investing for profit. Sure. We're doing this to make money, to have our wealth. Right. I actually had one of my kids call me up and say, "Dad, can you talk to me and be my dad for a minute?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, sure. She goes, she wanted the house. She picked the house, we bought the house, the whole works. And then as she's preparing to move in, she goes, I feel like I'm just gonna be your tenant and somebody makes my dad money.
Yeah.
And I had to really break it down for her to understand. It's like, this is not what this is about.
Right.
And when I started to show them and bring them in to look at how the trust works and open up all the books, mm-hmm. and look at this is what money goes in here, this is where it goes out here, and this is, and showing everything. Because we have to do, we do an actual meeting once a month to show everything. It's like, I'm not making a dime off you. Right. Actually, this is very expensive to do this.
You're
but,
seeding it all.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeding something that I won't see the benefits of. You know, what we do is I set it up where their payments can be a certain amount, but then we charge them $200 over what that payment is,
sure.
for whatever the mortgage, because I pull enough out to recycle it through the trust, right? She goes, but then there's this extra. I said, that's not for me.
The extra goes to you.
The extra, yeah. Exactly. What we're doing is actually every household, and I put this in there, $200 per house goes into it, because what we're doing is we're creating our own warranty.
Right.
Something breaks on the house, we as a trust meet, say, do we want to replace that? Yes, we can. Here's $50,000 in the trust that we can do that with. It's going to be all self-contained.
Yeah.
And once they started to understand it, I realized I just sucked at explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
And since I sucked at explaining it, I needed to really break it down to make them feel comfortable. But once they knew, this was not a for-profit for Aaron Chapman.
Right.
Because they know me as the for-profit guy. It's like, dad goes out and makes money, but not at their expense.
Yeah.
Down the road, they will then be able to take that capital they paid down. We've set it all up. There's an algorithm to it. I can't explain it here. It's a little bit more complicated, but they will benefit significantly if they ever want to move and just keep building it. And sometimes as the entrepreneur guys, I want you to feel like it can get where you feel like the freaking mule.
Yeah.
You feel like you're caring everything for everyone because you're thinking ahead 2 to 3 generations. It gets crushing. Mm-hmm. And then when you have somebody question you on it, it hurts even more.
Right.
You're already being crushed by thinking about not just yourself, but the family. I mean, just trying to feed everybody. And how's everybody today is tough enough.
Yeah.
Then you're thinking, okay, now I got to take care of my grandchildren because I'm watching them walking around. They're going to get screwed,
right?
And then the next generation, I got to worry about them. And then when people come back and they're saying, hey, it feels like this, I'm like, you start to get deflated. Don't.
Yeah.
Please don't get deflated by this. That is the toughest thing. You've got to literally, if it wasn't for the fact I got my ass kicked so freaking much through my life, I wouldn't have the leather thick skin that I've got.
Right.
But if a person is just going into this with the best intentions, you can give up really easily because people don't understand it.
Yeah.
Understand it well, dumb it down, explain them to them before you get started, and hopefully you don't have that crushing feeling.
And I know you're such a giver, like you're willing to sit down with people, your clients, and actually walk them through and show it to them. And I'm always appreciative of that. I've always heard of this concept called The One. I know Ed Mylett, a bunch of guys like that, big podcasters talk about it. But it's this concept that it takes one person to kind of break the generational curses forever, right? There was one John D. Rockefeller. There was one, you know, and it's like, and I think when we hear those concepts, we're like, yeah, I'm the one. But we usually attribute that to I'm the earner. I'm the one that's innovative. I come up with these ideas. I was the one who earned more than everyone else. And what I think that people miss is exactly what you just said. It's like to be the one, it's someone who's willing to carry the weight of the previous generations and the future generations all on your shoulders while also being able to perform. And that's really hard, right? Like that, it's soul crushing.
What also is, you may think you're the one, but you don't know if you're the one for 2 more generations.
That's right.
Because look what happened with Vanderbilt,
right?
What is he? He was the one guy that brought all this just for everybody else to destroy it.
Right.
So you may not be the one, right? Because it's up to your grandkids and your great-grandkids to prove that fact.
Right.
And if you're not putting the time and energy in right now to be sure that they know what they're doing, mm-hmm. then you're not that one.
Yeah.
All you were was just a hustler for right now. That's
sure.
It. And that sucks to think that.
Yeah, very, very good. Real quick, let's end on this. Real estate, the market right now, it's tough. Interest rates are still at a kind of a high. There's talk of it going back down. Why should I be buying real estate right now?
So we talked about the hedge funds buying up all the real estate. They're trying to take over everything. This is my opinion. I can't be 100% right on everything, and I don't know that I am, but this one I believe I'm correct on. That single family housing could be the most valuable per square foot real estate on the planet because of the demand. It's not being built enough. There's not enough coming out there. There's way too much demand. And look what's coming across our borders.
Right.
Sure, there's speculation that they're, you know, the armies are coming across all this shit. I don't know. I'm not standing out there, but what I do know is heads need a pillow to be placed on, how do I say that, right? People need a place to sleep, right? That's gonna be housing,
right?
We have way more demand we're ever gonna be able to fill that. And the other part of it is when you've got massive amounts of capital chasing it, get your hands on whatever you can get your hands on right now, mm-hmm. right? And be calculated about it. Don't just buy any just piece of shit. But that's why I believe the real estate for right now, or actually for the foreseeable future, is there gonna be a best place to put capital. The other thing is, go back to what we talked about up front, the 30-year fixed. If you have any doubts as to why you should be looking at that with a 30-year fix, you need to get a hold of me. AaronChapman.com. Hell, I'll just put my damn cell phone out there. 602-291-3357. Text me, and I'll set up a time for us to talk, and I'll drill it down for you why this is the best instrument you can ever use to get real estate and continue to develop wealth. Because you can make, just by buying a house that stays reasonably rented the entire time you own it, and you raise rents on it and get 2.5% appreciation, you can make 20 to 30% on your money just right there.
Yeah, so good. And so important. And for all the real estate investors out there, never lose sight of the fact of what he just talked about. Single family houses are always the backbone of our nation because it is the most desirable piece of real estate that everybody wants. The American dream, while it was promised to us generations ago, was buying a house, paying it off, retiring. Even though times have changed, the most desirable piece of real estate in America today is still a single family house because everyone wants one.
And I understand the baller concept if I want to go in an apartment complex, but it's a difficult, a really steep barrier to entry, right?
Yeah.
And the exit's tough too.
It's hard to manage.
Yeah, you can get in and out of a house, no problem.
Because
somebody's going to demand that damn house, right? And it's not hard to get into.
So good. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. Yep, thank you. If you are watching today, I want to say a quick thank you to our podcast sponsor, which is Real Property Management. Working on with the right property management can put more money in your pocket, not less. Real Property Management provides a higher standard of property management to make sure you're maximizing the return on your investments. Experience the real difference with Real Property Management. Visit realpropertymgt.com. If you haven't gone to thinkrealty.com yet to subscribe to the magazine, do it like I do it. I get it at my doorstep every single month. Great content, writers like Aaron Chapman and others who just go out there to provide great content, information, data, economics for you so that you have a companion along the real estate investment journey. There's not a lot of news sources out there. You're not going to find real estate investment information on CNBC, Fox News, Yahoo, anywhere else, but you can find it at Think Realty. Thanks so much for being a part of the podcast. Stay tuned. We've got some great episodes coming up.